Great to have you with us this Thursday afternoon. Steamy day out here at the Keysborough Golf Club, where we're out here for the Keysy Pro-Am. Some good scoring out here. Alistair Presnell and Huey Walters, six under the card. They were part of the morning group. Conditions couldn't be much better. There's still good cloud cover out here. There is not a breath of wind. So if you love your golf and you like playing in friendly conditions, the boys and girls out here today have certainly got that. And for some crazy reason, it remains one of Melbourne's best kept golf course secrets out here at Keysborough. It shouldn't be that. And if you haven't been out here for a while and teed it up, you should get out and have a game. I don't know whether Ali Blackburn hits a golf ball for a bit of fun. I don't know what her capabilities are like. She's fairly capable of just about everything else she puts her hand to. She's last night been announced as a co-captain of the Western Bulldogs AFLW team. And I'm sure those girls, like so many others around Australia at the moment, are just chomping at the bit for this season to start, such has been the pre-season they've been working through. She's been good enough to join us on the show. Ali, thanks for your time.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Can you hit a golf ball?
I can hit it. Not very well, but I've played a couple of times, but not my best sport.
Not your best sport. Well, footy is one of them. Take us through the pre-season in terms of a step up on others that you've been through, in terms of the level of kind of support around you girls down there at the Bulldogs, the scientific approach that continues to emerge as this the women's game embraces kind of the professionalism and the facilities that you have available to you now. How big a step up has it been from, say, the pre-season that you had AFLW1?
Yeah, it's been a big change, I think, in the last couple of years coming through. And I think it helps being a part of the Bulldogs throughout the VFL season. So, like our AFLW off-season, being able to stay at the club and keep in the same contact with all our physios and coaches and keep getting that advice and support from them definitely helps. And for our case at the moment at the Dogs, I think everyone's come back really fit from the off-season and being able to, hit the track running really well. And it's a good sight to see, and obviously a step up with the facilities. We're getting an upgrade at the moment, so it should be ready to roll come around two for us when we have our first home game. So it's all very exciting and good to be a part of it.
What about your own markers, Ali? I guess you compare your 2K time trial numbers to those that you've been able to kind of hit in the past and other kind of, physical benchmarks that are the kind of signposts of where you're at in a pre-season and during a season. How are yours measuring in 2018-19 compared to others that you've established in the past?
Yeah, pretty good. Like I said, I think the whole group's come back really fit, and as an individual coming into that, it definitely helps your core. You want to work a little bit harder and keep up with the person in front of you. So I think for me, it's definitely been a big focus to make sure, especially losing a couple of our strong running midfielders out of our side. So for me, it's definitely something I've wanted to work on and improve in that fitness level. And I'll be honest, I hated going to the gym previous to AFLW, but I've found a new love for it. So it definitely helps in building the strength and all those little areas that are 1%ers in a game of football.
Why do you think that is? What is it, the focus on the competition and the public nature of it, and you want to be, the best you can possibly be? Do you know why there's been this shift in, your willingness and enthusiasm for that part of the game?
I think the level of the competition's growing, and knowing the 18-year-olds that are coming through, that there's programs put in place for girls that are, that can do AusKick, that can come through all the ranks, through juniors, that have a strong level of competition and have good resources there so they can develop and grow. And I think some of us will, I'm probably not too old at the moment, but, some of us girls that have been a part of it for, the 3 years now, you put that level of pressure on yourself to make sure that you come back fitter and stronger. And I think for the love of the game as well, I love being able to play footy and being a part of this environment. And I want to cherish every moment that I get at the club. So making the most of the running and the gym, and you learn to love it as much as you, you sweat it out and you hate it at times. You also love the feeling of crossing over that line, knowing you've had a really tough session, and it's that little bit of reward that comes with it.
It's a terrific answer. With the kind of the development of female footballers over the last couple of years, and the kind of really rapid acceleration of, you know, elite facilities and, you know, greater and more extensive coaching teams around you guys. Are you starting to see a shift in terms of what's happening at your footy club there at the Bulldogs? It's less now about kind of skill development and technique, and more about game sense, game awareness, and, you know, how best to exploit your strengths and perhaps exploit opposition weaknesses?
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. I think it's you don't have to teach those basic skills as such anymore. I think it's important to touch on them and make sure you keep it a key focus, because obviously our skill level isn't going to be as good as the guys as what it is. You know, it might be better in 50 years' time, and, you know, the way the game develops and grows itself. But I think we focus a lot more on game structure and style and running patterns more so now, and yeah, that comes with the development and growth of the league, and that, I think that'll help the competition grow and the standard of the games grow, because now girls aren't learning how to kick or mark or handball or footy as such. They're learning where to run and, you know, what the best position is for them on the footy field.
And for you, who, you know, you've been arguably the best player in the game, you know, since AFL, the advent of AFLW football, and, you know, your record speaks for itself. How exciting for you is it when you look at the broader kind of picture, not just focusing on, you know, what you've got to do to be the best you can be and what your footy team can produce, when you sort of step back and look at, in a short period of time, you know, what women's football at the elite level is becoming. Do you take great stock and get pretty excited about that?
Oh, absolutely. I remember, and a couple of people who messaged me from when I was in primary school, I used to write down, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I always said I wanted to be the first girl drafted into the AFL, and I wasn't too far off in it. But to be a part of it and see the way it's developed and grown, and the childhood dreams being lived now, it's amazing, and I'm loving seeing where the competition's at. I'm loving seeing the way girls have grown and developed into leadership roles throughout their respective clubs, and the way the fans get around some of the players. I think it's amazing to have that support and have that strong community that we have within the Women's Footy League.
No doubt, and I'm certain that's only going to expand and grow and, you know, be what it will be in years to come, and that'll be a pretty good thing to see. Tell us how enthusiastic the group was, what it meant to the group when the worst fears that we first thought about Izzy Huntington's knee, you know, the number one pick from 2 years ago, weren't to be realised, that it wasn't as bad as the early reports had it painted. That must have been a great shot in the arm for everybody involved at the footy club.
Oh, it was probably the most emotional roller coaster ride we probably experienced as a club, and Izzy in particular. I think it was heartbreaking for her to get that initial news that, look, you've done your ACL, and we sat down as a team and spoke about it and, you know, wrapped our arms around Izzy, and to get the news later on that, you know, it was all good, no ACL's done, and only a minor bit of damage, but she'll be okay to come back during the season. I think everyone was smiling from cheek to cheek, and yeah, it was just a lot of joy and pride around the club, that knowing we still have Izzy available for games. And for her, she's an amazing person on and off the footy field, and I think we all just want to see her play. You know, I think the world needs to see Izzy play. She's a star of the game, and she's just a great person as well. So really looking forward to what she can bring in the season.
Yeah, no matter who you barrack for or, you know, what colours, you know, you call your own, I think that was fantastic news. Congratulations on, you know, the co-captaincy again. You did a fantastic job, you know, leading your footy team to the premiership, you know, this last year. You go in this year again, you know, with a fit Katie Brennan, and the good news regarding, you know, Izzy Huntington and yourself again leading the way. It all sets up for another fantastic year for the Western Bulldogs. Congratulations on, you know, the co-captaincy, Ali, and good luck for the year ahead. It's not too far away. Feb 2 over to Adelaide Norwood Oval. It's just around the corner now. So we wish you and your teammates all the very best. Thanks for the chat this afternoon.
No worries. Thank you.
Good on you. Ellie Blackburn, one of the stars of the AFLW. She's a terrific footballer and a great acquisition for the game, a great ambassador for the game, and she'll be right in the middle of that Western Bulldogs defence in 2019. There are a few more responses, by the way, to the fear question. What are you terrified that's going to derail your footy team's season in 2019? Off the SMS machine, my fear is that Wiedemann doesn't perform and the D's forward line falls apart. We had that call from Chris along those lines as well. My concern is that we become reliant on Lynch when we finally get a great forward line system at Tigerland. That will be interesting to see how they work that one out. Getting through the pre-season unscathed, I'm not sure what team that person's talking about, but that's the great fear for everyone. Unfortunately, some teams haven't had that one realised. The Eagles getting complacent. Yeah, that's always a possibility. And Patrick Cripps getting injured. Well, it just says Cripps getting injured. I'm going to assume they're talking about Patrick.